On nights when Dad works late, we'll treat ourselves a bit at Olive Garden.
Ooh, breadsticks.
It's a chance for us to catch up. So is Donna still in the picture?
Maybe.
Enjoy Olive Garden's new chicken crostata, grilled marinated chicken breast with our tomato Alfredo sauce.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A lick her license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. Gold Drop. Shout out to Gold Drop.
Drop it like it's hot.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh.
Hashtag kill him.
Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It's that time to get busy.
That sounds sexy.
On a liquor license. On, I was going to like have this where it was strategically planned in terms of how my week went.
Yep.
But I said, fuck that. I'll just Tarantino it if need be. But yeah. Like, let's just say, all right, first off, now you might, I imagine you know this, and I've told you this. She has, like, fucking a party or a quinceanera or something, like, every other fucking day.
I like shit like that, though.
You know?
Get drunk,
It's
relax.
Some kind of shit. Every fuck. So, last week was her mom's birthday.
Okay.
And so I went down there, like, fucking Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay.
Like, every day. Go, all right, leave, take the subway into work, leave work, take the subway back, and, yeah. Like... By like Friday, I'm dragging ass.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just.
That's a mission. For people who out there who don't understand, to get from the valley to the other side is not like, oh, let me just drive down the street to the 7-Eleven. It's fucking like, you got to plan it out time wise.
Even if
your day and all this other shit. Yeah, it's a fucking journey.
If you're driving.
Even if you're driving.
It's still an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. So I don't have a big issue with it. It just, you got to sit at this stop. Then you got to get there, hope that the fucking thing's going on. Whatever. Anyways, so the one day is like, it's not, okay. I'll get you the other one in a second. All right, so okay, hang on, guys. We're doing a whole thing here. So it's her mom's birthday, and
shout out to her mom.
She's like, oh, well, I got a gift card. We're going to go to Olive Garden.
I still like Olive Garden. People be hating on Olive Garden.
Okay, you know what? Talk about that for a minute, please.
Give me the unlimited pasta, the breadsticks, and the salad. And I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes you can slip away with that being your fucking meal. And you just take the other shit you get home with you. You know what I mean? You ain't got a trip. So, this is some funny shit. In high school, I remember 10th grade, homecoming. Olive Garden was like the spot where everybody went. For like the fucking dinner before the homecoming dance, Olive Garden was like one of the top picks back in the day. Some people even prom, they went to Olive Garden for their, you know, before the dance. So shout out to Olive Garden for keeping us young, youthful, lustful fucking teens.
I got a major issue with Olive Garden.
Oh shit.
Okay, because of that one's got a button on it, Doug.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Yeah, you
thanks,
remember. Okay.
Thanks, Whitey.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks, Whitey Herzog.
You got it, fella.
Thanks, Whitey Herzog.
All right, so the, all right, hang on. Let's see if this, is any, oh, hang on, Dougie. Dougie, stop recording.
Tat on my ribs like I do not know what permanent is. They want me gone.
Either I turned it off or I turned it on. I don't know. Hit it like five times.
You turned it off.
You gotta hit it like five times so like it blinks and shit. I see, you shouldn't be pulling that much, dude.
Yeah, you turn it off.
Give me the fucking thing. I don't know. These fucking, like, we should just fucking smoke weed out of a pipe like back in the day.
Roll up a J, call it a day.
Anyway, so, alright. So, yeah, she wants.
What beef you got with Olive Garden before you get back to Veronica?
Well. The beef is with Veronica and Olive Garden.
Oh, okay.
Or it's sort of a combined
okay.
thing.
Let me hit this shit.
All right. Did that thing hit at all? What the fuck is going on here, guys?
Man, let's keep rolling. Come on.
All right. Do it later.
Because I'm interested in hearing this shit.
All right. So she says, I got a gift card for $50 or some shit. I'm like, okay.
That's a meal.
Wonderful.
Oh, no. I know this story. This when he texted me. I know this story now.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You fucking crazy.
Right. So we go there.
I was wondering where the fuck you was at. I was like, where the fuck is he at?
It's all the family. It's at, not Fox Hills Mall, the Howard Hughes Promenade.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Off the 405 freeway if you're ever in L.A. Stop.
So
give it a try.
I'm like, okay. She only has a $50 gift card. We both order beers, and she's going to have to pay for her mom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
How many people?
She was just going to pay for me, her, and her mom.
But how many people total at the table?
Both their sisters, their, you know, significant others, the kids.
Yeah. Okay. So 12-ish? 12-ish?
Yeah, 10, 12.
12.
You get down, you sit down, and they got like these fucking iPad type fucking things at the.
Olive Garden doing that shit now, too?
They
I know Chili's doing that shit in Outback, but I was. I still pay cash. I don't fuck with the credit cards. I'd be like, nah.
Well, no.
You can keep that big ass thing. I don't want that.
The kids start playing games on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The fucking bill. Well, all right. So I'm like, well, all right. I'm not going to eat. Because I know number one.
Like Nelly from Nellyville? That was a hot track. Don't lie.
It was
all right. I used to play that shit before basketball games and get like hyped up.
I mean, it was all right.
And better watch who you're talking about. Running your mouth like you know me. You gonna fuck around and show out. Show me. Call me show me.
It was all right.
On the one you can't hold me like your national was hanging.
All right. Enough. Nelly minutes over. That's not working. See, this is. We might just have to take a small chronic break.
No, come on, man. Come on. Keep it going.
Try switching it with this one.
Yeah, I'm about to do it again. That's all I was about to do. Come on, man. Tell me this fucking story.
Well, I'm concentrating on this. You've got me fucking ADD.
You better watch who you're talking about. Running your mouth like you know me. You gonna fuck around and show why the show you call me. Show me.
So, the kids start playing fucking games on there, not knowing they have to pay for them. Okay?
What kind of shit? What happened to the old school? A piece of paper, some colors, mm-hmm. You know what
coloring
I mean?
Book.
Like, let the motherfuckers draw spiders and shit.
I brought
color
them like
octopuses
the,
and shit.
I brought them like the Kinder eggs,
yeah,
so they had something to play with. But no,
shit.
They go right to the fucking screen and they got to start playing with this fucking nonsense. And I didn't know that it charged. I thought it was just sort of like a free thing that you had. And
they don't tell you beforehand. Like,
fuck no.
You know, if the kids with this pad right here, that's like 25 cents a second. So
I'm sure it does, but the kids just hit yes. Now, remember. Her nephew is the same one who spent like $550 on Clash of Clans on her mom's fucking credit card. Okay, so he's notorious for this. He doesn't understand the concept of money.
Hey. How old is he?
8, 9 years old.
Okay, yeah, he's still young.
So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to eat an entire meal, and I'm not going to take it home and bring it back on the fucking bus and all kinds of bullshit. So I'll just get like something small.
Yep.
And they had like some kind of lasagna wrap. Fucking fried thing. I'm like, $11. I'm like, okay, fine. So I have that.
And your one beer.
And definitely, I wanted something else. I wanted like stuffed shells. Yeah. That sounds delicious.
Olive Garden got some good food. So fuck if you out there hating on Olive Garden.
So,
I'm sorry.
I'm eating the shit out of the fucking breadsticks.
Oh, man.
I'm like, yo, can we get some more breadsticks?
Can I get some more salad? Can you put extra olives in that motherfucker?
I don't know what happened where like now they start charging you for sauces and shit. At these places.
Damn,
like you can't get married. Like
I haven't been out in like 3 years.
They got like a little thing. It's like, oh, breadstick dipping sauces, ranch $1.50, marinara $2. I'm like, didn't that used to come with it? Like but I'm sure because too many people just went there and ate that shit like for free.
But then it would offer breadsticks and salad unlimited.
But
for your meal.
So I get that and she's like, that's all you want? I'm like, yeah, you know, because I'm trying to stay within like the
your budget.
Yeah.
White man budget.
Uh-huh. So all right, so everybody gets like these huge fucking meals.
Everybody got shrimp.
And I'm like,
ravioli.
Of course, mine.
I want the lobster tortellini, motherfucker.
Of course, mine came first because it was an appetizer.
Right. They're like, white boy, you paying for this?
And
yeah,
then, like,
put extras on my shit.
So, like, I just sat it there and, like, I had to wait. So, by the time I ate it, it was fucking my roommate warm. And, like,
oh, shout out to Uncle Luke. That was a good line. Hey, you. I like that one.
All right.
Yeah.
So, thanks, bud.
That was good.
So, now, as like an act of, hey, I'm like not a complete piece of garbage.
Oh,
here's
shit.
Here's my card. And I
give, oh, shit.
And I give it.
The white man has spoken.
I give it to Veronica.
Here is my Amex golden credit card.
I wish.
It got like two Trojans on it from Sparta.
All right. So,
motherfuckers.
I give it. To Veronica.
She charged the whole
meal. In my head, I'm like, you know, it's going to...
What, she going to split it up? You thought she was going to split it?
I thought she was going to use her fucking gift card.
Oh, no.
She doesn't. No. She puts all the shit on my
card. She probably was buzzed, too. She was like, yeah, thank you, babe. She probably gave a big-ass kiss. Thanks, babe.
I had, like, a complete freak out. I'm like, I got $60 in my account. You just spent $56. Yeah. I'm like, why did you not use the gift card? And she's like, I thought that's why you're giving me the
card. So you only pay for you and her?
And mom.
And the mom. Okay. That's kind of cheap for three people, though.
No, but because I got dog shit fucking food. If I knew I was going to pay for it, I would have got the fucking humongous meatballs and a big cock on my face. I don't know. Like, I'm saying, like, goddamn.
A big cock on your face would probably cost like $250.
I'm like, son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I'm like having like a fucking nervous breakdown because already this month, I got the chiropractor.
Yeah.
I got the fucking haircut I didn't need.
Yeah, last week was the haircut.
My mom's fucking Mother's Day gift, sending that shit out was extra money. I'm like, holy shit. And I don't have money as it is. So, like, fuck. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then I start looking at the bill. $295 video game, $295 video game. I'm like, what the fuck?
$295.
I'm like, why are we paying for... Because, again, I'm an idiot. All right, this is the week in Brandon's retardation.
I'm an idiot.
They take the games away from the kids so they can eat. So who takes them over is Brandon. And I start doing the trivia game, and I'm like winning. And I'm like, shit. I'm like number one.
They charge like Nelly.
I'm like, I'm number.
You better watch who you're talking about.
I'm like number.
That's
I'm
the third time. I just want to let you know. It's the number one episode. So
it's not going to be the song of the week. So
that's cool. I mean, you can hate all you want.
So I'm like playing this trivia game because they're all talking Spanish and doing whatever they're doing. And so I'm just like playing it.
At least you didn't say it in a racist way like you normally would.
Yeah. Simone.
Oh my God, stop. Come on, keep going. Charge. There you go.
That's it. And it's, I'm like, I didn't know. It doesn't say anything. That's fucked. Yep. Fuck Olive Garden for doing that. All right? That's stupid.
Well, look. I haven't been in a few years, so I got to go back just to test it out.
And you know what? It's not worth the money. It's okay.
It's cool. Yeah, I didn't even thought it was great, but it's cool.
But it's not worth the money. It's like, I mean...
when they got them specials, though, it is worth the money because I didn't been there and had the unlimited pasta. I mean, like, three fucking servings. I'm like... Wow, like $20, and you're like, oh, that was worth it.
All right, I'll give you if it's unlimited something.
Yeah, they ain't had no kind of specials, motherfucker. You trying to be cute and eat appetizers and shit, and everybody else eating the fucking buffet.
And then I'm paying fucking for it. Oh, Jesus. God damn it. I do, because there was some good shit on the menu, like they had a nice piece of salmon, you know, and like homeboy comes over with like a bottle of wine and it's like waved him off. Like, nah.
He like I did like a fucking Tim Hardaway crossover. Like, nah.
I'm like,
nah.
This guy fucking stunk. Our waiter stunk. I don't know. I'm just saying I think that Olive Garden has changed. They used to have a way better menu. Now it's like limited. I don't know. Out of all the chains, I think that they're the most, not overrated, but overpriced.
Applebee's kind of still up there.
Yo, Applebee's stinks, but at least they have some shit that's like $8, $9. That's all I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
they got like happy hours and shit.
Chili's got the two for 20, 2 for 30, 3 for 30. They got some. Chili's got some good specials.
They got the one where you each get an entree. Like if you and I went, we each get an entree and an appetizer
and a margarita. They got the one for $35 where you get the margarita.
Yep.
The appetizer and the entree. Oh.
Shout out Chili's.
Triple play.
Actually, I would put Chili's. Okay, but maybe the only one I put over is maybe TGI Fridays. They got some. I like their Jack Daniel's flavored shit. Yeah. Like the Jack Daniel's shrimp.
Oh, man.
Yep.
In college, I used to do that one by myself a whole lot. Jack Daniel's.
We used to go to the one in Woodland Hills.
Yeah, get them a fucking extra sauce. Bring that shit.
And, God damn. This was like, holy shit, I don't remember. Maybe 3 summers ago. And Luke, I've never seen Luke this drunk before.
Shout out to Luke.
He was in there like just out of it. And like he drove me and I'm like, dude, I can drive, man. Like you probably shouldn't drive. And he's like, fuck you, man. And he just like peeled off down the road. And I'm like, alrighty. This is a...
Shout out to Gold Drop Weed Pens.
Anyways, so Olive Garden, have another special or something. That's all I'm saying.
Have another special.
And let people know that, if you just set a fucking...
I mean, the kid shit, let people know that. You know.
If you set an iPad on the counter there, let people know that, that's going to charge you.
Okay. Well, Outback, I know that, you can pay on it. It's too much shit. Pay, play.
Yeah, down the Outback, mate. That was a terrible,
You know what? I've never had an Outback of Bloomin' Onion ever in life.
My parents used to get it all the time.
I know a lot of people get it. I've never had that motherfucker.
You know, because where they live now, we used to visit there every couple years.
Yeah.
And they start, since it's old people and tourists, they start a lot of chain restaurants. yep. in that part of Florida. You know, because it again, because people are going out to eat. So I remember we went to the Outback there, and they like got the blooming onion, thought it was fucking awesome.
I love the ahi tuna.
We went to I like the bread.
The bread is good too. The butter,
that, like the bread, the pulvernick or whatever it is with the honey butter.
Yeah.
Fucking A in my hunger. You, dude, I'm fucking starving, dog. That's one of my spots
right there. I know. Now you're talking about food.
God like, damn. I want that fucking bread. Oh.
I want these holes.
Shit. So they finally put an Olive Garden in Buffalo. Or not an Olive Garden. The fuck were we talking about? Red Lobster. Outback. They put one in Buffalo over by the Walden Galleria Mall.
You good?
And we went there. Yeah, I'm good, Dougie. We went there for, who knows, Mother's Day, somebody's birthday. You know, that's what you always go out to these fucking things for, is like some kind of occasion.
Yeah.
Until you're like 21, you have just capital to spend. You just go there every day.
Capital, baby.
You know, like
we're, financial stability.
You get a school check and it's like, hey, we're going off the border every fucking day. Or is it on the border?
On the border.
Okay. And I remember that fucking bar. We sat in the exact same spot, side of the bar, watched basketball games, and just got fajitas. God damn. Anyways.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So my parents, they took us there and they got the blooming onion. And I was young and I like tried it. And I'm like, oh, this is good. And they're like, yeah, there's onions in it. I like spit it out.
Yeah.
Because somewhere in my head I thought onions were bad. Onions
are gross.
Yeah, so I spit it out. And to this day I don't eat onions.
I fuck with the onion. I like onion.
Yeah?
But I've never had a blooming onion.
It's fucking like huge, dude. It is. It's like the size of like a fucking like a dish that you'd put like popcorn in.
Let me get that blooming onion.
You have to like split it with somebody.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, take the wife, take the kids, and then hide them because they're out here raping people.
Let me get married and then I'll take the wife and we'll do it.
So to
like the gold drop weeping.
I wanna like finish up this whole fucking week of. So I go over. So that was, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah.
Leave again at like, and now she gets up at, like I said, at 6. So I'm fucking, now my schedule's off. Now I'm up at 6, no matter what time I go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's really fucking with me, because I used to be able to get up at like 9, 10 o'clock. So now I'm up early, take the fucking subway, go to work, and then she's like, well, I'm not coming over tonight. Can you come over here? So-and-so wants to make food.
Oh, shit. And what I'm kind like, of food are you talking about?
Mexican spaghetti.
So Mexican spaghetti.
It was like a vodka sauce.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Spaghetti noodles, chorizo, and bacon.
Damn.
It was fucking good, actually.
It was kind
of
interesting.
It was sort of like, instead of the marinara, it had sort of like it was a thicker sauce.
Vodka sauce, baby.
Yeah.
Give me that vodka sauce.
And like, it's a Friday night, and I'm thinking like, okay, these people all work 40-hour shifts during the week. They're going to be tired.
Yeah, right.
The homeboy Silos comes in, and like he's hanging out, and then he's exhausted, so he like passes out next to the couch. It's like 10:15. I pass out.
They still cooking?
No, we already ate
okay,
and everything. And then now she's starting to get on that like second wind. I want to fucking party.
No, that's when you just give her some dick and say, let's just do it like this.
And now all these people are coming over. I'm like, listen, I'm going to sleep. Like, I'm fucking beat. Like, I can't do... I gotta work...
And you had to work the next day, right?
Yeah, I had my 13-hour shift the next day, right? Which is a motherfucker. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, listen, I gotta sleep. There's no point for me to go to sleep. I close the door. All I hear the whole night is, like, the door, like, slamming. Fucking people go, yeah! Hey, so, you guys want beer?
What is that?
And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then she finally comes to bed at, like, 3:15 a.m., turns on the TV like fucking full blast on some kind of like real detective TV show. Okay, yeah, not True Detective, but Real Detective.
Shit, solve this murder.
And I'm like, I'm tossing and turning, and I didn't drink, so like I'm all sweaty because like it's just coming out from the days before.
It was so hot this weekend.
It was.
It was fucking.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. Hot. And then she's like, and the TV's, and I'm hearing this voice, and now remember, I got my glasses off, and I'm hearing the voice on the TV, and I'm like. I'm subconsciously listening to the TV show. And it's like, it sounds really interesting about a guy who like fucking killed kids and fucked them and everything. And I'm hearing like the actor's voice. And I'm like, fuck. I put my glasses on. Now it's 4:30 in the morning. It's Michael Madsen.
Shout out to Michael Madsen getting that check. And I'm narrating like, now I'm fucking like, fuck. Pedophilia.
So now I'm watching this shit to like another hour. And I'm like,
and what time you left there?
I'm like, turn off TV. Turn off TV.
So it's like 5 in the morning. You like turn off the TV. Like, yeah. I need some rest.
And so I maybe slept for 3 hours. Yeah. Then they were up. And from the night before, And then the next morning, because homegirl stayed over.
Y'all motherfuckers crazy.
Blonde homegirl. Yeah, okay, she stayed over. She was on the couch. Her roommate was there. Crazy. He was all fucked up with two chicks. And then Carmen came back later to make breakfast for everybody. No. So, like, their kitchen, which they have no fucking storage in this kitchen.
They don't have no cabinets?
They're full. Oh. Okay. Like, picture. Okay, look at my kitchen. Picture if you just cut this half off. Oh, wow. That's what they have. All right. So, like, their main cabinet is their dishwasher. They never use the dishwasher. They store fucking plates and shit in there.
What kind of shit is that?
It's some Mexican shit. Yep. Did I hit it?
You did. With a white car.
19 minutes. 19 minutes.
With a white car. 19 minutes.
19 minutes and I hit it.
Some very racist statements.
So, I look at, like, I walk out there and I look at the dishes and, like, it was giving me anxiety. I'm like, that's going to take a fucking day to
don't clean. Tell me you clean the shit. There you go with that nope. White man shit.
Nope. Because you told me
don't that do shit that shit. That shit don't make no sense. I'm like, nope. You can't even do that shit. So, man.
They're all hanging out there. She's like, well, I got to give Brandon a ride. I'm like, you don't have to. I go, if you want to fucking pay for me to take a lift to work, go right ahead. She's like, no, I'll give you a ride. And it was, which is very nice and sweet of her. So I said, okay. So they stayed. She said it took them 2.5 hours to clean all those dishes. Because they had to do every fucking pot and pan.
But she said they had like a little get together. People was there.
Yeah. And
that's why you need to use paper plates. Come on,
anyways,
man.
Anyways, food was good. Yeah, I know. I always tell them that. And they just don't fuck with it. They don't fuck with it.
Paper plates, forks, whatever, cups, throw that shit out.
Man, take and the like trash the out. Pots and pans are just make like sure, they're fucked.
Make
you know,
sure you take the trash out.
But to end this entire diatribe that was sort of all over the place.
That led to now, which racist rant 20 minutes in.
19 minutes. But
19, I'm sorry.
Kudir took his first Uber/Lyft ride today.
Yes. With
your first time ever.
A guy named Window or some shit like that. Yeah. Whoa. Shout out to him. He didn't talk too much, but I was on the
bro,
phone.
Bro, yeah. Get in car, bro.
Yeah. So, and it was $6.
What was he a bro, bro?
He was a gentleman of ethnic descent. I don't know what a bro bro is. I'm not participating.
Come on, you know what a bro. You know what a bro bro.
It was $6, and it was very chill, very cool. His Prius, not Prius, his Kia Optima. Like
that's though that okay. Like
had a lot of space in it.
Since I've taken so many of these, yep. Like the number one car is a Prius. Okay, number two, Kia Optima is up there. Yeah. But like, what the fuck is a Hyundai Elantra?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So the Kia Optima, Hyundai Elantra, and then there's another one that oddly enough a lot of people pick you up in. What's the other hybrid?
Toyota Prius. Hybrid.
Oh no. Okay. So the Hyundai Elantra and the Sonata.
And the Honda. What's the Volt? The new one. Does the Volt?
The Volt is Chevy. But Chevy. You don't get. I don't. That's falling apart a little bit. I see less and less people taking the Volt. Okay. And then, oddly enough, there's like a Subaru that I get sometimes, like an Impreza or something. It's not the same person either, so.
Not the same.
Yeah. But or Honda Civic, put that one in the top two.
Ooh, shots fired. Lift.
You were driving a Honda Civic for a minute. Yeah, you should have drove that. I had a rental car. You should have drove it for
a month
for
and
Lyft.
A fucking half. Yeah.
You should have drove for Lyft. Like it was a rental car. Could you even do that?
No, I don't think so.
I should rent a car and drive for Lyft. Why can't you do that?
I don't fucking know. I don't know the rules. I just rolled one for the first time.
Now all of a sudden his phone works. Now he's going to be on the motherfucker like nonstop.
I just want my motherfucking Lyft to respect me while I sit in the back seat and chill.
That's it. You just got to just be like, hey, man, yeah, just that's the place. I'm just going to relax back here. And then they shut up.
Yeah, he didn't talk much.
The guy, what the hell was
that? But I got on the phone, so it was like.
Did I tell you last week about I had a deaf driver?
Yes.
Did I really?
Yes. Yeah, you gave me the fucking play-by-play. Yes,
Yeah. No. Okay, but I didn't say it on the podcast.
No. You didn't know.
So I.
You texted me to play.
Yeah, I took one, and it all of a sudden comes up. Your driver is hearing impaired or deaf, and I'm like, all right, well, perfect. He's not going to be able to talk to me, you know.
Yeah.
So I get in the car, and he gives me like hand gestures. I'm like, dude, I don't know sign. I'm like,
he gave you a hand job.
Yes.
Oh.
It was an extra 35 cents, but per mile. But I didn't last that long. And
oh, Don Rickles in the flesh, still alive.
So, he's like giving me like in the because I sat in the back in the rear view window. So he's giving me like these things.
You
like
are fucking terrible.
Like he's having a seizure with his hand.
Man, go ahead. You can't.
And
do
I'm
that,
just like
man.
I'm giving him a thumbs up. Like
can't we sponsored by
what's it, Providence Hospital? You can't disrespect the handicapped and the elderly and shit.
Why? I applied to Providence. Why? Is it only handicapped people?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not going to work there if it is.
What's the update on that shit? Nothing?
No, nothing.
Oh, fuck.
Is there ever going to be a fucking update, or am I going to work at a liquor store until I'm fucking 70 and fucking shave my pubes off? Fucking fuck everybody. Right in their fucking mouths.
That motherfucker almost made me spit this shit out my mouth.
I mean, that's it. I mean,
oh, you are fucking crazy, white boy. I'm not even worried about
it. So,
oh, this anyways, dude almost made me spit my lose my shit. Ever lose your shit?
So, deaf comedy jam. We go down. Now he has the radio on full blast, but nothing playing because obviously he can't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in the back seat. All I hear is. It sounds like Shaq talking, like, hey, Officer Shaq, and I just wanted to tell you something. That's what the noise coming through. So he picks somebody up in Beverly Hills. This guy obviously didn't see on the phone that the dude was hard of hearing or deaf, and he doesn't shut up the whole time. The guy's like, yeah, man. So, like, and he's talking to the driver, and the driver's like just giving him like a hand gesture. And he's like, yeah, man, like working my ass off. Like, and I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, this guy doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about, you know? And now this dude starts cutting ass, but he can't hear that.
Cutting ass.
He doesn't hear that he's like farting. No, it's so like we're driving.
He did text me that, so he's not making this up. He actually did text me this while I was
happening. All right, deaf guy's driving, loudmouth asshole, construction workers in the front seat. I'm in the back seat. I just hear like.
He actually texted me this. So like normally I call him out and be like, you making that shit up. No.
And I'm trying not to laugh.
He told me this.
I'm trying not to laugh. And then all of a sudden the car starts thinking. So like I go to put down the window, and it won't go down because he has it locked. So I
had my Lyft driver had his shit on full blast AC.
I gotta tap him on the shoulder, and I tap him on my, and he's like, oh, and so I roll it down so I can get the fucking fart smell out of the car. Yeah, a deaf fart guy.
Yeah, I definitely ain't trying to be trapped in a car with some farts and shit. No. And,
yeah, wow. I almost hope that you could take more Lyft and Uber so you have some more stories like that. Because this only happens to me. Deaf fart guy.
And another rider, pool rider.
And the guy before that was a fucking he-she. Great. I have such good
You
luck.
Have covered every fucking racial,
I need like
sexist
a, I need
term
like a,
in the last 2 weeks.
You're I need just, a oh, Nigerian. To pick me up next time, like
say he she.
You want to get
even Bruce Jenner? Like, god damn, that's what we refer to.
I can't get jiggy to this shit. What is this? What? Hey,
shout out to Bruce.
Mike Epps looks at it. He's like, "Would you bite this?" Remember, you know, next Friday. I can't get jiggy with this shit. I want that guy.
Shout out to Bruce Jenner.
Do you come on?
I'm on your side, Bruce.
Oh no, you're not. No, you're not. You don't want a man pissing in your fucking women's room.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh, on the cover of Vanity Fair. Oh.
And who cares if he does like a nude? Who gives a fuck?
I mean, oh, you're fucking crazy. Who cares if you even do a nude?
Like, I don't want to see that. I didn't want to see him when he was a dude. I don't want to see him when he's a chick. Like, he just looks like an old fucking rich person who had surgery done.
That's true.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to see that. I mean, like, every fucking rich asshole who lives in Studio City that comes in with Botox and their fucking face pulled apart. I don't want to see them naked. I'd rather see some hot fucking bitches. Like 20-year-old fucking shit. Bitches.
With pussy hanging out their shorts.
I'd rather fuck with you.
I'd rather fuck you. Oh, hey. Said I'd rather fuck with you. Rest in peace, Easy.
All right. Well, we might have guests coming up, yeah?
Yeah, no, we definitely have guests. Not
hashtag
not
kill them, hashtag. Ooh.
And you going on a fucking trip. Yep. Big player. You know, I know you signed that deal with Cash Money Records. You heard me? They're sending him out to the islands and
2019, 2020.
You
heard?
Going to motherfucking Aruba. You going to motherfucking Jamaica.
9.5 plus 4 pennies. Add that shit up.
It's like they cut him a check and they say, you know, we're going to send you on a trip just to get your mind right. You heard me?
All right. So on vacation talk, have you seen these assholes who are wearing male rompers?
Yeah, I seen that. I seen that on something I was watching and it was like,
what the fuck is going on, dude? What is going on? Okay, so.
The fuckery of the world.
Anybody out there who doesn't know what a romper is, it's a one piece for a woman that's like shorts and like a tank top connected, and there's like a tie in the middle. Right. Now, dudes, you know what?
And it's something that I like to see women in because it shows, you know, it shows it looks the body, like, it shows the ass.
For
and
them,
shit.
It looks comfortable.
Right, but a man? What the fuck?
Okay, if you find a picture, send it to me because I'm going to use it for picture of the week. Okay, because this shit is fucking I'm going to have to look it up now.
I see? Got it.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see. I don't want to see a guy's penis, though.
I hope somebody's dick ain't hanging out the front of their romper.
Would you rather see like a real man's penis or a Smurf penis?
I'll take a cartoon elephant penis.
Like Dumbo's penis?
Yeah.
Do elephants have big cocks, or is it just horse? Like in the...
I think it's elephants.
Elephant? Like, what other animals have big cocks?
Because like horses, motherfucker. Horse dick. Yeah, no, dick. No. Why people always say
donkeys,
horse?
Donkeys.
You big horse dick motherfucker. Yeah, don't... But it's a horse. It's the same family shit.
It's not the same thing. It just...
It's the same family, motherfucker, I said.
Is an elephant in that same family?
I don't fucking know. When was the last time you fucked the elephant?
Danielle?
Oh, no last names. No last names.
Wait, do you know her last name?
How the fuck would I know her last name?
I know this bitch by the name of Danielle.
Body like her and her face from... But oh well. All
right, let's see. All right, so... Jesus Christ.
You didn't know he wore one? He wore one at Coachella. That was like the big talk of Coachella.
All right, send this to me. Cam right Newton, now. Dude. Number one with the shoes. They're pink. All right, with the romp.
He fucked the shoes. He got a romp on. Fuck the shoes. The man went to a fucking, in it, what, Super Bowl?
And there's fucking so got mu- there's spanked. So much going on in this picture that aggravates me.
And got spanked like a...
Like, why are his calves bigger than his quads? First of all, why is one sleeve rolled up with the shit house full of... Is this guy on the... Is, like he on, is he on the UI or like some kind of like...
I think he's sober. All right,
send me that picture.
I think he's sober. He just... Well, that's just how
he's
he fucking...
He might be gay. Yeah, I don't think he's married or has kids.
No, he do have two kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
what's
just
the guy's name?
Oh.
So they were joking around about it. And I'm like, I'm just taking like a fucking backpack with some underwear and shit in it. Like, I don't plan on this Mexico trip, like, taking a whole fucking arsenal of things. Every day I was there, Tuesday through Saturday, she was getting another package. And I'm like, why are you buying all this shit?
That girl so, trying to be fly.
Now, this week, now she's buying me all kinds of shit. I got fucking new shoes, socks, shorts. I'm like, can you, like, settle down? Because I'm not going to be able to pay back for that because I had to spend fucking $56 on Olive Garden. But, like, all right. I got some Airwalks coming in. I remember Airwalks were real hot in 1997.
No, I think that might have been like 93, not 97.
Like 97.
No, 97. I'm telling you wrong. 97 was too close to high school. No. I remember Airwalks young. We was like little kids still fucking walking around. Yeah.
No, I'm saying they got big with like Green Day.
Oh, and yeah, shit. Yeah. You're right about that one. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Chris Cornell, too.
That's some other shit. I don't think I got that, like, to hang yourself. Robin Williams hung himself. Aaron Hernandez.
Homeboy, Kill Bill.
Oh, David Carradine. But they say he was doing some sex shit and it just went wrong.
In Thailand, too.
These other motherfuckers really tried to kill himself.
That dude, man. That's too bad. The only guy left is fucking Eddie Vedder out of that whole grunge scene. I mean, you could say Perry Farrell, but like, whatever. I mean, he really didn't put out shit. And, so she's buying me all this shit. And I'm like, fuck, man. I mean, it's nice. You know, it's nice to have new things. But, like, I was fine before. I just don't have sandals. That's what I get. I've been saying this for three fucking episodes.
Fuck a sandals, man. You don't need no sandals.
I'm just going to get the Big Baller Brand sandals.
Man, you don't want that. You ain't spending $220, whatever the fuck it was. You ain't about that.
Is he going to... I'm about that life,
you ain't
boss.
About that life, boss.
Okay. They've almost made it where nobody will draft this guy except for the Lakers.
Yeah, right. They don't... That's the point, motherfucker. What the fuck?
See, and here's the thing.
That's the point, B. What the fuck, man?
This dude has made, you know, again, I'm going to say, this dude is a fucking genius. Because not a week goes by where I don't mention this fucking guy. Hey. And he's nothing in my life. I don't give a fuck. And but yet, not a week goes by.
I sent you a text. So, you don't get ESPN. I said I wanted the magazine. You was like, oh, I don't get it no more. Man, it's deep. I read the article and I was just like, damn.
So,
like,
did he put that ass to sleep?
So, the wife, she had a stroke. She like in rehab. Yeah, that's what I'm telling. This man going hard for his family, man. I respect this dude. Like, hey.
Go hard for your teeth.
Go hard for your fucking... Nah, his teeth kind of yellow.
Get those teeth fixed.
Go hard for your family, you heard me? For the kids.
How much... Okay, if Lonzo goes number... Now, the talk is that the Celtics are going to trade out number one because they want a center.
No, they're going... No.
They need a fucking center.
That's bullshit. a center can't do nothing in the NBA. You know that. I don't give
a fuck. Well, no. Okay, then they need
a Oklahoma fucking... City gave Enes Kanter like $70 million fucking dollars. Dwight Howard is still making $80 million fucking dollars. Nobody gives a fuck about a center. You need Markelle Fultz. That's who the Danny Ainge talk all that shit. He gonna draft Markelle Fultz.
Okay, what position is Fultz play?
A guard. He's a fucking guard.
Okay, so what do they ship off Thomas after this fucking year of all this shit?
They bringing Gordon Hayward, who they targeting for real. So I think
Someone else told me the exact same thing.
Yeah, I think it's possible. But if you smart, you keep Isaiah and you let him and Markelle play together at least a year, you figure it out.
It's weird that after their fucking absolute drubbing by 50 points in game number two,
and they came back after being down 20
Isaiah Thomas gets hurt, and one of the guys from ESPN said they're actually going to be a better team without
him. Tim Legler. Shout out to Tim Legler. Yep. I saw that.
Yeah. There it is. They're going to be a better team without him, and they actually fucking won. And like, if I'm,
and it was down 20 in the fucking third quarter.
Okay.
Don't forget that, people.
All right. This is all right. We're going to do a new segment here. Okay. This, is called Gangster LeBron in the Locker Room. I'm going to be a reporter talking to you.
Okay.
Okay. But you're Gangster LeBron.
Okay.
LeBron. You easily could have won this game, and
man, fuck you, man. You ain't out there playing. What the fuck you gonna talk about? I could have easily won this game. The fucking NBA, man. People get paid six figures to play this shit.
Yeah, but how do you feel now that like the Warriors could sweep?
Man, you ain't making no fucking sense, man. I'm talking about Cleveland. We ain't fucking Cleveland, man. It's raining outside. Ain't nobody talking about California, man.
Well, the Celtics did beat you without their number one player.
God damn! Can somebody get this punk motherfucker out of this fucking locker room? Interview over. Interview over.
All right. Well, I'd like your crown. Oh. Okay. Oh. All right. That was a good segment.
I'll give you a crown apple. Oh.
That's what they call it when, like, you shove just the tip of your dick in the girl's butthole.
Oh. Crown apple for that ass. A little ring action.
Yeah. You dye it green and then, okay. All right. That went absolutely nowhere.
Oh, my God.
Okay. How in the fuck is LeBron left off the MVP list? Just tell me that.
Okay. Russell had a historic season. James Harden had a fucking excellent season.
And then he got paid off in the last
game. Kawhi Leonard is the best two-way player in basketball.
He goes both ways?
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Oh, okay.
Trisexual.
Ooh. He'll try anything once again. Ooh. All right. I'm just saying, it's like, LeBron should always be in the conversation, at least for the next.
But he's number four. He is in the conversation. That's what he. And I respect LeBron. I like LeBron.
I think that James.
But you're number four. You're in the conversation. It's like a million other fucking NBA players that ain't in the conversation.
You know what? I got the segment this week.
Oh shit.
Okay.
Oh shit.
And you can if you want to add one.
Oh shit. This is the most gangster shit of the week.
All right. Yo. I just did a nice career. Most gangster shit of the week is that James Harden might be facing a fine or a penalty or court charges.
Putting a hit out on the motherfucker.
Because he put a hit out on somebody.
Got somebody ass.
On whose son?
Maurice Cheeks. No, is it Maurice? No. It's not. Is
it Olden Polonese?
No. It's.
Well, regardless.
Regardless. It's somebody who's playing NBA son.
They're saying that's coaching now. This guy put out a fucking hit on somebody, James Harden, after he took a fucking windfall of money to shoot like shit in game number 7.
Exactly.
Because he knew he wasn't going to win the championship.
Ooh.
All right. Just take the cash while you can.
Ooh.
Some big fucking Italian guys came to him yo, here's a couple mil. Just don't make so many shots. And he made, 6 points?
Dang.
6 points? That's the most. Yo,
LeBron had 11 yesterday.
But he also had blocks, rebounds, steals, assists. Yeah. I mean, LeBron's an all-around player. I'm sorry.
Shit.
If you give me LeBron versus James Harden any day, LeBron wins that game. Sorry, I'm a LeBron hater.
Moses
and
Malone Jr., motherfucker,
God damn.
Hall of Fame legend from the Philadelphia 76ers, the great power forward Moses Malone. Son got his ass whipped by James Harden's crew at the club.
And this is all because Harden put it.
And that's all because Harden said, "See that motherfucker over there? Handle that shit." What he did, James? Handle that shit. You want to go back to the mansion and fuck these hoes? Handle that shit.
So they just beat the fuck out of him.
Beat the shit out of him.
Moses Malone just stepped in. Moses Malone is a pimp.
Is he dead?
Nah.
No. Okay. Hold on.
Moses Malone played for like 32 years.
Hold on, let me back up.
Okay,
the most gangster shit of the week. This is my segment. I let the white man take.
Would you say
which is a great point? It's great. Okay. No, you did a great job. James Harden, the star, paid $20,000 to have him robbed and beaten at a Houston strip club last year. Malone filed an amendment to a civil lawsuit Monday seeking damages from Harden. He is suing for nearly $250,000.
That's it?
Malone said Harden frequently visited the now-closed strip club where a man named Darian Blunt worked as a bouncer.
They don't give a name?
Friends with Darian Blunt.
No, of the strip club.
V-Live strip club.
Yeah, that sucks. That's not fun.
Blunt and several other approached Malone as he arrived at the club. One of the men said to have flashed a gun. You disrespected James Harden and you need to be punished. You can't make this shit up.
I told you it's most gangster.
You can't make this shit up.
Moses Malone Jr., is he an actual basketball player?
No, he was something like in basketball. Like,
okay.
I don't know if it was coaching or something, but yeah, he was something.
How old is he? Is he James Harden's age?
He's like a younger dude, still in the club and shit.
The V Live?
It's a strip club, V Live. Shout out to V Live.
You ever been there?
No.
Yeah. What was that strip club you went to?
The one out here fucking umpteen years ago.
Jesus, we went to one. You got us kicked out of it.
I think that was the last time. Because I was smoking my shit. Fuck the world.
You were smoking cigarettes inside.
Fuck the world. I don't give a fuck what anybody's talking about.
All right, so you agree with my most gangster shit?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Do you have one, though, on deck?
No. That's it. Okay. Boom. It's done.
Oh. Right here, there's pockets. You put your hands in there. There's probably a wallet. Oh. Other side's your dick. Pay for my meal.
Oh.
I fucked that scene up. God damn.
You did pretty bad.
Sorry. All right, besides that, what else you have popping off this week, playa?
Man, I'm just thankful to be alive, man. It's good to be alive, you hear me?
Yeah, we all should be.
Good.
And you know what? When anything is getting you down, because I was just feeling bad, not like emotionally or mentally, just physically. And like
run down and
throw on like a fucking funny show or something, and just relax. I'm telling you, I know everybody out there is like no shit, but like that idea of like just sitting down and relaxing makes so much sense. I never do that shit.
Right, motherfucker.
It's like I get up.
It's hectic. Everything go. I gotta be over here. I gotta go over there. I gotta do this. Man, that shit'll kill you.
That's why I'll turn this 360 cyclical on this. Sometimes I don't mind the subway because I'm a victim of them. Okay, I have to sit here for an hour and a half. But guess what? I'll throw on a podcast I begin in the Breakfast Club. You told me about it.
Oh, man. I like Breakfast Club.
They have it as a podcast now.
I like Breakfast Club.
All the other podcasts I listen to, and Rapport, all those guys.
Shout out to Rap.
And there is a chance to, like, relax a little bit. But I'm saying is, like, in your room, in your bed, you got the fucking big dog water Gatorade next to you. You're just going to, tonight, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, what did I tell you I wanted earlier? It was a fucking Philly cheesesteak.
Right.
No. Yeah. There ain't a motherfucking place around here for me to get it. So I'm going to have to go to Subway.
Yeah. I mean, no, the Encino, I think they deliver, too. You might want
to
check them
out. Okay, I don't have money for that, bud. I'll just go to fucking Subway and spend $5 on the goddamn thing. Come back home and watch the fucking basketball game.
Ooh, who playing tonight?
Motherfucking, yeah. Isn't it San Antonio Warriors?
Oh.
Well, I hope so. Fuck, I'll be pissed if they're not playing.
3-0?
I hate when there's not a game on.
3-0.
It's going to be 3-0 or it is 3-0?
No, it's 3-0, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. So this will be... I'm telling you, the Warriors are going to play harder than they've ever played.
They should, because they go home and fucking relax for a fucking week or some shit. 2 weeks.
You know, Draymond's got to shut up, too. Calm down. Calm down. Yeah, he's hitting people in the nuts and shit, man. He's got to relax a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Nope. The people need to shut up or at home watching the games.
I'd rather
fuck you. Oh.
Who? Like James Harden and Westbrook?
Yeah, putting out $20,000 hits on motherfuckers.
Fucking A.
You know you pulled $20,000.
Yo, that might be in the running for the most gangster shit of the year. You're a fucking multimillionaire about to be MVP. You are an MVP candidate.
And you paid $20,000 to get somebody beat up. Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty gangster.
Instead of doing it yourself.
That's pretty gangster.
Because you're a fucking pussy with a stupid fucking beard and your hairline sucks.
You just don't want fucking get into no shit. You're like, yeah, beat that bitch ass.
I wish I had $20,000 to beat people up. I'd have them beat up my bosses, my old boss. I mean, I'd have
boss. Don't listen to this, boss.
I'd have a lot of people beat up, and then I'd beat the pussy up too.
Ooh, I'd beat the pussy up.
Would you rather? Would you rather spend 20 G's to have a dude beat up that was like a bully to you in high school.
I beat the pussy out.
Or 20. Yeah, listen to me.
I didn't have no motherfucking bullies in high school, motherfucker.
Okay, well, whatever guy.
Shit, you think I'm worried about a guy? I ain't never had no fucking bullies in my goddamn
I'm not
life.
Talking about a guy, the group. I'm saying, listen. I'm saying, would you pay? Would you, well, listen to my
I
fucking
I paid $20,000 on lobster before I paid $20 on somebody getting their ass beat. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
Lobster and champagne.
I was just going to say, would you rather pay $20,000 to have somebody like, I don't know, let's say Nino, beat up? Or $20,000.
You think I ain't wasting a dollar on no motherfucker walking this
earth. If you just had like dispensable income.
I'm going to buy some lobster, motherfucker. I'm going to get the biggest man lobster.
Or would you rather spend 20?
I'm going to get some clam chowder flown in. I'll spend 20 on that. I spend 20 on a private jet flight to Maine for us to go eat some fucking clam chowder tonight before I spend it on a bitch motherfucker getting beat up.
Okay. So then the answer is you'd rather spend $20,000 on a chick that you didn't fuck in high school.
No, it's fucking food. Why I can't get my food answered, motherfucker?
That wasn't part of the equation. Okay. The equation was somebody's beat up or you fuck a bitch you wanted to fuck.
Okay.
No, there's got to be a chick out there that you want to fuck.
Not for
20,
nah.
No.
But I spend 20 on some lobsters and some shit. We go up to Maine. We get some clam chowder. We get some lobster bisque. We get some...
What if... Okay, for $20,000...
Let me hear this. Okay.
All right, we go to Maine... Like, you got to pay for me and you to go.
That's what I just said.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Fuck a hoe. You talking about some whole shit. $20,000 pussy? What kind of pussy that is?
For $20,000, it'll pay for, like, our flights, our stay in the hotel.
Yep.
We go out and we do, like, the fishing with the dudes out there and shit. And
I'll take that, too.
We get the lobster.
Pussy, you can buy a pussy for $100 on Craigslist. What the fuck?
Come back.
What are you going to spend 20 G's for?
Cook that shit up. Eat it. And then we go out to the party and we like...
The fuck? What the... Man, I want some lobster. Fuck the party. We're going to get some shrimps and some big-ass lobster.
All right, so instead of having somebody beat up or fucking right, a bitch, you'd rather eat lobster.
I'd rather eat fucking lobster. Fuck with James all
day. I'm going to be like a hater right now. I think lobster isn't that great.
That's cool. I ain't mad at you. I like shrimps too.
It's too hard to correct that
shit. I didn't
even
ask you why you didn't like it. I like this shit.
Oh, you're a scumbag.
No, that's what I like. Weirdly, egg drop soup from Chinese restaurants.
Oh, you know what? That has a very unique taste.
There we go.
You know what? This is good. I don't know if you ever had this at a Chinese restaurant.
Let me hear.
Is like a corn chowder.
Yeah, I've had that.
That's it has like a good broth to it. Like that's pretty decent.
Beat the chowder up.
Ew. You beat the chowder up. Ugh. All right, guys. I'm sorry. We really regressed on this.
God.
We were going really good on these episodes, and we regressed on this one when it comes to beat the chowder up.
It's no regression. It's only progression.
I would
like the pro stars. Shout out to Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, and Bo Jackson. Bring pro stars back for the 2017.
Nobody knows what that is.
That's cool. Look it up. Google
images.
Google
pro stars.
Google. Bo had a fucking onesie on. When you think about it,
he's got a romper.
He has a romper on. To be honest, he has a fucking romper on.
But that's Bo Jackson.
He has an athletic romper on. He has a fucking low cut. Athletic romper on, so Cam Newton, we can't be questioning Cam.
If Bo Jackson wore high heels and a bra and panties, I'd still think he's the man.
Yeah, that's true.
Cam Newton, he probably already wears that shit.
Ooh.
Like, I'm just saying, him and Westbrook, who's worse dressed?
Ooh.
Cam or Westbrook?
I think Cam, to be honest.
They're bad. Like, they're who the fuck is picking up? Who's their stylist? Yo, what did I say fucking months ago? Just wear a goddamn shirt and tie. Why do you gotta wear all this shit? Enough, dude. Gucci, Versace, all
there
this.
There go Roger Goodell.
They're mean. Versace.
There
what's
go
that,
Roger
what, what's that fucking
there
song?
There go Roger Goodell trying to. Trying to regulate the black athlete.
I'm just saying. Fuck a black athlete. The white dudes are doing the stupid shit too. Wear a t-shirt.
Shout out to Gordon Hayward.
Yo, Full Iverson. Wear the baggy shit. Wear the chains. I don't give a fuck. I just don't want to see you in fucking women's clothes.
Wear the baggy shit. Wear the chains.
They're wearing fucking high heels, dog. Russell Westbrook came in with fucking high heels.
I beat the pussy up.
No, you beat the chowder up. That's like a new t-shirt getting made. Beat the chowder up. All right. That's terrible. Beat the chowder up.
God.
I'm saying.
You can't be
a pro athlete and wear fucking high heels, dog. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can be when you're 65 and you change your name.
No, you
can't
be when you're a female pro athlete. Yeah, but
yeah. I don't consider them pro athletes.
Oh, WNBA shots again. I'm kidding. Shots and the Sparks. Shout out to the Sparks. They won the championship. And they had their ring ceremony like 2 weeks ago. Shout out to them.
Yes, they did. You, what's his name? Sean Kemp. I heard the other day on a podcast. The Rain Man.
Damn, I'm glad the Rain Man's still doing his thing.
It was good. You know what? I'm going to tell you.
I didn't know that.
And he said his prediction for the NBA is that a female will play in the NBA in the next 5 years.
That'll never happen. But thanks, Sean.
That's what he said. But who knows? He's got 65 fucking kids.
Sean, go beat the pussy up.
Beat the chowder up. The Rain Man. Sean Kemp, though. Sean Kemp.
Shout out to the Reebok Kamikazes, though, Sean. They were some hard ass shoes.
I had those. And then, what were the ones that came out right? I think Shaq had one that was similar.
I got them in my closet. Yeah.
Yeah. Shaq Diesels.
Ooh, beat the pussy up.
Beat the chowder up. All right. We're done. We did that enough, that bit. You want to go back to LeBron talking in the locker room? Okay. You want to talk like Steph Curry after
today's match? Okay. I ain't worried about you. I ain't worried about
that. Fuck. All right. So the last thing I'll mention.
Yeah, are they going to impeach Trump? Let me wrap it up,
sir.
Are they going to impeach Trump?
Hang on. I got it.
Hello?
Hello. Sir.
Hello?
Sir.
Hello?
Yes. My boss, Donald Trump, if he does get impeached, we have a plan in motion.
For what?
Myself, I will take over.
What you going to take over?
As Miguel Pence. And
as the country?
Yes, sir. Oh, and then... it's going to be very easy because we will eliminate the gays and it'll be a better world for all of us.
The fuck?
And, you know, I obviously would love Mr. Trump to stay as president, but for us to get rid of homosexuals would be a very good move.
You think so?
I mean, myself, in my church, and I look
church?
I look like the
gentleman. It's the same church you can't look at women's buttocks or something?
No. We do not dine alone.
Oh, okay.
We do not
drink dine alone. That's it. Dine alone.
Yes. And I also look like the leader of Hail Bob, that movement, because...
That makes sense.
Yeah. I might be in a cult. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
My hair looks like Anderson Cooper.
That's a good reference.
And also, I'm a handsome man. Okay? I'm packing like 7.5 cut. I'm just saying.
Damn.
Yeah. The wife is happy, so she doesn't have to have dinner.
Y'all got, how many kids they got?
6.
God damn, I didn't know that. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, Pence in that fucking like a rabbit.
No. I'm like the white Antonio Cromartie.
Oh.
Or I'm like the white Sean Kemp, African American gentleman. They call me the Rain Man because I make it rain my jizz. And like that, he's gone. See?
I wouldn't be afraid too to be sitting there talking to two fucking degenerates about fucking taking over the fucking country. And one of them is a white racist. What the fuck?
You're not white.
Dang.
I don't understand.
I beat the pussy up.
You beat the chowder up. Oh, God damn it. Okay, I'm going to have to write that down. Beat the chowder up.
I beat the pussy up.
I'm going to have to do a whole fucking thing now. Great. Thanks for wasting my fucking time.
Hey, one more time. You better watch who you're talking about. Running your mouth like you know me. You're going to fuck around and show why the show can call me, show me, and one-on-one you can't hold me. Like my last name was Haynes. Only way you wear me out is stick my name on your pants. No resident of France, but I swear I'm from Paris. Honey says Caris. Oh, no, that's perfect. Shout out to Nelly. Fuck y'all. Greg, Nelly is 10 million soul. Country grandma, baby.
Was it Gregory Hines? Was that a guy?
Running Scared. Yeah, Running Scared. Him and
Billy Crystal. No, I thought he did like Taps.
He did, but Running Scared was one of his best.
He died. Did he die AIDS?
He died, man. Cancer, cancer.
Ah, that's
true. Back. Damn, we just went 360. Okay, I'm out.
All right.
Okay,
well,
I'm out.
You know
what? We just went 360. To anybody fighting, fight, motherfucker, fight. Any illness, any disease, fight that shit. That's from me and B. Liquor license to the fullest for the 9/9/2017. Fight that shit. If your woman pussy ain't good, tell her baby we're gonna make your pussy great. If your kids fucking dumb, get them some tutoring. We're gonna make this shit better.
Love that. So instead of beating the chowder up, beat the cancer up.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying.
Ooh.
And we're gonna drop it.
This is one of them songs you kick back and smoke a joint to. I'd like to dedicate this one to all the lovely young ladies out there. Oh me, I'm Eazy-E, alias a whole taming motherfucker. And I want all you ladies to know something. I'd rather fuck with you all goddamn night, cause your pussy's good. Now I'm fucking all your friends, cause you ran your mouth like I knew you would. You were bragging to your friends, saying Eazy-E knows how to fuck. So bring your ass in here and give me some so I could bust a nut. Go on and sing this shit.
I'd rather fuck you, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'd rather fuck with you, cause I like the way you scream my name. I know you like this dick, cause you enjoy the pleasure and pain. Now I'm riding on this pussy here, and I'm not gonna stop.
I'm not gonna stop, bitch.
We can do it doggy style, or you can get on top.
Sing this motherfucker.
I'd rather fuck you.
Bitches wanna wine and dine.
Fuck all that.
I better hurry up and get this nut, cause it's checkout time. She said she wanted me to eat the pussy, but I think I'll pass.
I don't think so.
So get your ass up, you funky bitch, and wash your ass.
Sing.